It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 15th, 1835 is where we're going to start. Charles Darwin reaches the Galapagos Islands aboard the HMS Beagle. Jump up to 1910, cosmic radiation is first suggested as the subject of a paper published by Theodore Wolff. He reports that result of 4 days of observations he made previous spring from the top of the Eiffel Tower. He suggests that the Earth is under constant bombardment from radiation from outer space. 1928, A.H. Renfell and Captain Rickards demonstrate the first robot made in Britain at the Model Engineering Exhibition in London. And the Massachusetts General Hospital Utility Multiprogramming System, otherwise known as MUMPS programming language, is released. It's a programming language that was created for the use of healthcare industry to make writing database-driven applications easy while efficiently using computer resources. 1947, the RCA 12AX7 RCA releases the 12AX7 vacuum tube. And what would become the world's oldest computing society, the Association for Computing Machinery, or ACM, is founded. It organizes conferences and educational workshops to exchange information on technology. 1978, during the Muhammad Ali Leon Spinks World Heavyweight Championship bout, Atari kicked off a $6 million advertising campaign, which cost more than the entire video game industry spent in advertising during 1977. It included 3 30-second spots featuring stars like Carol Channing, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Billie Jean King, Jack Palance, Jean Rayburn, Bobby Riggs, and Pete Rose. And the theme was, "Don't watch TV tonight, play it." 1982, Texas Instruments and IBM enter a joint agreement which Texas Instruments would produce chips for cards for networking office machines with computers. 1986, Apple Computer introduces the Apple IIgs computer, featuring a 16-bit Western Design Center microprocessor running at 1 megahertz and 2.8 megahertz. GS stood for graphics and sound, and of course prices started at $1,000 all the way up to $1,900. 1995, Apple Computer stops shipments and instigates a recall of all PowerBook 5300 portable computers. They admit to such machines bursting into flames within the past week due to the overheating of lithium-ion batteries. The Intel Corporation announced a $100 million new manufacturing and complex in DuPont, Washington in 1995. It was a second phase, and it would cost $100 million. And Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer releases the film Hackers, which was directed by Ian Softley and starred Johnny Lee Miller, Angelina Jolie, Jesse Bradford, Matthew Lillard, Renole Santiago, and Lawrence Mason. 1997, Apple Computer announces several Power Macintosh 6500 systems with 275 to 300 megahertz PowerPC 603E processors and the Mac OS 8 operating system. Also in 1997, hackers defaced the Coca-Cola website with a picture of a Coke bottle that reads ADM Crew, with the words next to it that read Break Me. And Google registers the domain google.com. The search engine was on google.stanford.edu before that time, and of course they brought down Stanford's servers, so they had to, of course, figure out what they were going to do, and they decided, let's bring up google.com. 1998, Jupiter's rings were declared to be made of a dust from the impacts of cosmic bodies that crashed into Jupiter's moons. Microsoft releases Office 97 Service Pack 2, and WorldCom and MCI Communications finish their landmark merger, the largest in U.S. history at the time, which would they would then end up being named WorldCom. And in 1999, Intel introduces the Intel Mobile Celeron processor at 433 and 466 megahertz. And Microsoft announced that it would acquire the Vizio Corporation for $1.3 billion in stock. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in 2000, a human error which allowed a hacker to access the credit and debit card information of about 15,700 customers from the website of Western Union is discovered. 2003, VeriSign deploys a wildcard service into the .com and .net top-level domains, causing confusion as URLs with invalid domains were redirected to a VeriSign page. 2004, version 0.7 of Desktop Light Linux, or Deli Linux, is released. 2005, version 1.0 of Alpha of the SeaMonkey free open source cross-platform internet suite is released. And version 6 of PowerRender, which is a general purpose software development kit for games and 3D visualization, is also released for Windows. 2006, Sony releases the Milo Personal Communicator, which is a portable instant messaging and internet communication device. Milo stood for My Life Online. And Sun Microsystems Game Technology Group releases 1.0.0 of the Java OpenGL wrapper library. 2008, Best Buy purchases Napster for $121 million. Intel unveils the 6-core Dunnington Xeon 7400 processor. Prices were $856 to $2,729. Unisys also unveiled the ES7000, which would hold up to 16 chips or 96 cores, starting at $26,430 to $135,000. Also in 2008, the European Union joins the U.S. to investigation into the Google-Yahoo ad deal that happened that year, and to counter the Microsoft-Yahoo back-and-forth bid. Microsoft's research project of 2 years, called the Wallop, is shut down. Apple releases Mac OS X 10.5.5 operating system. HP cut 24,600 jobs, about 7.5% of the company, in a restructuring effort due to the purchase of EDS. A couple more things in 2008. Google launched the Gears for Safari, and IBM announced Virtual Storage Optimizer. It's a program that would reduce physical storage requirements associated with strong virtual images. 2009, Google releases Chrome 3.0, and a recent contest to find bugs in search engines found that Bing had a lot of bugs. Google, on the other hand, was one of the cleanest. Of course, Google has been around a lot longer than Bing, so that goes to show that that's not too unusual. And in 2010, HTC debuts the Desire HD and Z series phones. Desire Z uses an 800 MHz Qualcomm 7230 processor and the HD had a 1 gigahertz Qualcomm 8255 processor, both running Android 2.2. Also in 2010, Microsoft launches the IE9 beta browser. Skyhook sues Google over patent issues and also accuses Google of forcing Motorola to drop their service for Google Maps, the Motorola Maps for Google Maps. And Twitter begins rolling out their new design to users. It included a side pane that would show messages and replies and an easier interface to view embedded photos and video. Of course, you needed to use the Twitter webpage to see that. If you used a third-party client, it would not be there. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.